在出埃及记第三章一开始就提到神对摩西的呼召。
At the beginning of Exodus chapter 3, we find the calling of Moses.
当神呼召摩西的时候，整个雅各家以色列民族，他们已经在埃及经过了400年。
At the time, the house of Jacob, all the Israelites have been suffering in Egypt for 300 years.
当神呼召摩西的时候，摩西在米甸旷野生活了40年。
At that time, Moses has been living in the wilderness of Midian for 40 years.
那时候的摩西也已经80岁了。
Moses at that time was already 80.
在他40岁的时候，他很想来帮助他的同胞，来拯救他的同胞。
And at the age of 40, he was very willing to help his fellow people.
在40岁的时候，他也曾经凭着他的勇敢，他的才能来帮助他的同胞。
And he attempted to use his own bravery, his own courage and strength to save his own people.
他心里想，而且他付诸行动。
He thought about it, and his thoughts were accompanied by action.
结果他杀死了埃及人。
And as a result, he killed an Egyptian.
也因为这样子，他成为法老王的通缉犯。
And as a result, he became a fugitive of Pharaoh.
结果他逃到米甸的旷野，在那里一住就是40年。
He went to the desert of Midian, and there he lived for 40 years.
经过了40年，他的同胞以色列人在埃及仍然过着受苦的生活。
And 40 years later, the Israelites continued to live a life of suffering in Egypt.
他们这些以色列人的生活一点也没有改善。
And their lives did not improve at all.
神呼召他的时候，他正在旷野，在那边牧养他的羊群。
When God called him, he was tending the sheep in the desert.
他发现了一个奇怪的事情。
And he observed something quite extraordinary.
有那个烧着的荆棘，但是荆棘没有被烧掉。
He saw a burning bush, but yet the bush does not burn.
神就在这当中来向他说话。
And God appeared to him in the midst of it.
这是他一直期盼听到的声音。
And this was the voice that he was waiting for.
但是他从来没有听到。
But yet it was something that he has never heard before.
在他80岁的时候，他听到这个他期待已久的声音，所以他又惊奇又高兴又害怕。
And this was the voice that he was waiting for ever since the age of 40. So when he heard this, he was astonished and afraid.
请看三章第一节出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 1。
第一节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。这里说到，当神呼召他的时候，他有一个安定而忙碌的生活。
In verse 1 here described the life of Moses. It was quite busy, but yet a very stable one.
他在照顾羊群。
He was tending the flock of his father-in-law.
已经经过了40年，所以可能他的羊群也变得很多。
It has been 40 years, so perhaps the flock is quite vast and many.
从圣经的描述，我们知道照顾当时他们照顾羊群是非常的辛苦，非常单调的。
And tending a flock, it is a very, quite boring job.
要能够让羊群兴盛的话，他们必须要互相耐心，互相爱心。
In order for the flock to multiply, they must, show their love and their patience.
这种生活跟他40岁以前的生活是完全的不一样。
And this type of lifestyle is far different than the life that he lived when he was in Egypt.
他本来在埃及的法老，这个法老的王宫里头长大。
He grew up in the palace of Egypt.
在那里他是受人的服侍。
There he was served by many.
在那里他是过着非常安舒的生活。
There he lived a luxurious life.
在那里他没有生活的担子。
There he did not have any burdens.
但是现在他却过着照顾羊群的生活。
But now he was living a life of tending the flock.
而就在这个时候，神来呼召。神来呼叫他。
And it was at this time that God called out to him.
今天我们也是过着这一种忙碌而安定的生活。
And today we may also live the same type of lifestyle, busy but yet quite stable.
我们虽然不一定能够赚很多的钱，但是我们却也很忙，但是也蛮安定的。
Perhaps most of us may not be able to earn as much money, but yet we live a very stable life.
那在这个时候，在摩西那种忙碌安定的生活当中，神呼召摩西。
In this type of a stable and peaceful lifestyle, Moses, that was when God called him.
而现在也常常神在这样的时候，他要呼召我们来服侍他。
And today, it is at this exact type of environment that God will call us.
我们都有自己的生活，有我们需要去忙碌的。
We all have our daily routine we need to carry out.
因为我们的忙碌，也让我们的生活能够安定。
And because we have things to do in our lives, that is why that brings about stability.
但是在这样的时候，神要我们来认识耶稣，来信耶稣。
But God wants us to come to know Him and come to know Jesus.
在这样的时候，神要我们来敬拜他，来向他歌唱，来向他祷告。
It is in this type of a lifestyle that God wants us to worship Him and sing praises to Him.
在这样的生活里头，神要我们也去关心别人。
And at the same time, God wants us to show care and concern towards other people.
能够去帮助别人，勉励别人，为别人代祷。
To be able to help other people, encourage others, and to intercede and pray for others.
在这样的时候，神也要我们去为他传扬福音。
And it is at this time that God wants us to preach the gospel for him.
在历代以来，神也常常是在人忙碌而安静的时候，要人来为他做事。
As we observe the history of the Bible, we find that it is at the time when people are busy, that is when God called them.
当以利沙被选召的时候，他正在做什么呢？
What was Elisha doing when God called him?
他家里的人，他们在田里工作，有十二对牛，以利沙赶着第十二对。
And they were working the field, and Elisha was commanding 12 yokes of oxen.
是忙碌的，而是安定的。
He's busy, but yet still very stable.
但是神选召他，要他为他为他为神来讲话。
But yet, he was chosen to speak for God.
耶稣对彼得他们说：“来跟从我的时候，彼得他们在做什么？”
When Jesus called his 12 disciples, for example, Peter, what was Peter doing?
彼得在捕鱼。
Peter was tending the net.
约翰他们在晒网。
And John and I was repairing the nets.
他们在忙碌而安静的生活里头，耶稣叫他们来跟从我。
It was in this type of a busy but yet stable lifestyle that they were called by God.
耶稣要他们改变他们忙碌的方向。
Jesus wanted to change their object of their busyness.
我们虽然现在是忙碌的，但是我们要去感受到，要去听到神对我们的呼召。
Although we are busy, but yet we must open our ears to God's call.
因为在这个时候，神要我们来服侍他。
But this moment, it is when God wants us to serve Him.
我们人不会一直处于忙碌当中。
We will not continue to be busy forever.
但是在忙碌当中，我们需要听到神的声音。
But in our busy life, we need to hear the voice of God.
当我们不忙碌了，当我们闲懒的时候，反而不是神的声音，不是神来救近我们。
When we are too laid back, when we are not too busy, and perhaps we cannot hear God's voice.
当人闲散的时候，反而常常是撒旦来靠近我们的时候。
When we have too much time to kill, it is often the time when Satan will draw close.
反而在那时候，我们就容易去犯错。
It is in those type of situations that we often will deviate from the path of truth.
所以不要等到我们清闲的时候才要来听到神的声音。
So we should not wait until we are, until we have time and when we have nothing to do, and then we listen to God's voice.
虽然是忙碌的，但是要去留意神的声音。
Although we live a busy life, but yet we need to, be attentive to God's voice.
在忙碌的时候不能够听到神的声音，在你不忙的时候，你也很可能听不到神的声音。
If in our busy life we cannot hear God's voice, then if we are not busy when we have time, then it will be less likely for us to hear God's voice.
所以我们也是虽然忙，我们要为着我们将来不忙的时候来做准备。
So、even though we are busy, we must prepare for the time when we have more time.
大卫在什么时候犯罪？
When was David? When did David commit a sin?
在他最不忙碌的时候.
It was at a time when he was most leisurely.
西西家王什么时候得罪神?
When did King Hezekiah sin against God?
在他最平顺的时候.
It was at a time when his kingdom was the most prosperous.
当神呼召摩西的时候, 是以色列人在极其 困苦极其激荡的时候,
when God called Moses, it was at a time when the Israelites was the most downcast.
你看出埃及记3章第7节,
let's turn to Exodus chapter 3 verse 7.
出埃及记3章第7节,
chapter 3 verse 7 of Exodus.
第7节, 耶和华说, 我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦, 我实在看见了, 他们因受诸公的辖制, 所发的哀声, 我也听见了。 我原知道他们的痛苦。 这些以色列人在埃及, 他们的境况非常的不如意。
The encounterings of the Israelites were not very favorable.
那些管辖他们的埃及人, 对他们没有怜悯的心。
The taskmasters do not show any compassion and mercy.
他们是刻意的加重担在他们身上。
They intentionally want to add to their load and their stress.
他们照着法老王的指示, 让他们做苦工。
According to the command of Pharaoh, they were given the task.
请看1章11节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 11.
11节, 于是埃及人派诸公的辖制他们, 加重担苦派他们, 他们为法老建造两座基货城, 就是比铜和蓝善。 这里说他们加重担苦派他们。
He says that the taskmasters afflicted a heavy burden onto them.
摩西在旷野已经40年了，他跟40年前是大大的不一样了。And
Moses has been living in the desert for 40 years, and the situation is far different.
过去他住在皇宫里头，他是贵族，他有地位。
He used to be a noble living in the palace.
过去他学习了埃及所有的学问,
he learned of all the knowledge of Egypt.
过去他是蛮有能力的,
he was full of power.
但是现在他只是一个非常平凡的牧羊人。
But nowadays Moses was only a very ordinary shepherd man.
在40年前, 摩西有意来帮助他的百姓。
40 years prior, Moses had intended to save his people.
虽然经过40年, 那一种心应该还在。
Although it has been 40 years, but his intention, his mind, his mindset has not been changed.
他应该还挂念着他的那一些同胞。
He should still care about his own people in suffering.
但是他自己也知道那个阻碍太大了。
But yet he himself realized the great obstacle that lies ahead.
在这种困难的时刻里头，神却乐意的来呼召摩西。 乐意的来拯救他的百姓。
And in this type of difficult environment, that is when God showed his deliverance.
摩西没有任何的政治经济的地位了。
Moses no longer hold any financial or political status.
以色列人在最黑暗的时刻,
in the darkest moment of the life of the Israelites,
因为是这么的苦, 所以他们发出哀声。
Because they suffer so greatly, that's why they cry out loud to God.
但是在最黑暗的时刻, 常常也是神帮助人的时候。
But often in the darkest moments of our life, it is when God stretch out his hand and help us.
神能够为人打开道路来。
God can open a way for us.
圣经里头我们看到耶伯也曾经经历过了死荫的幽谷。
And as we quote in the Bible, Job also encountered a great deal of suffering into the valley of death.
神也是让他重见光明。
But yet God allowed him to see the daylight once again.
大卫逃避扫罗王对他的追杀。
David flee from the pursuit of Saul who wanted to kill him.
他也是经历了一段艰苦的日子。
David also lived through a toilsome stretch of life.
他说死离他只不过是一步。
He says that death is a few steps away from him.
但是神也是为他开了路。
But yet later God opened a new path for him.
他也真的成为了以色列人的国王。
And later he truly became the king of Israel.
所以今天我们也会常常想到我们本身的健康情形啦，或者我们的经济啦，我们的事业。
Today when we think about our health, our financial situations, and as well as our careers.
我这样子我能够服侍神吗？
If I do this and that, can I still serve God?
摩西不但是年纪已经到八十岁了。
Moses was 80.
而且他还有一个阴影，就是他过去的失败。
He has the shadow of the past failure.
过去我已经努力了，但是是落空的。
In the past, he labored and strived by his own means, but yet he failed.
你看三章十一，出埃及记三章十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11 of Exodus.
十一节，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”这里摩西他马上的一个想到的就是：我怎么有这个能力
？Here Moses says, "Who am I that have the ability and strength to do all these things?"
我也是想帮助我的同胞。
I want to help my people.
我也实在试过了。
I have tried and attempted.
但是结果是失败的。
But yet, my attempts ended in failure.
你看第十节。
Verse 10.
故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。十二节。
Verse 12.
神说我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。但是神告诉他说：“我打发你去。”
In verse 12, he says that I will send you to go.
然后使你可以将我的百姓从埃及领出来。
So that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
不是你可以让他们出来，是我让你可以。
It is not that you go bring them out, but I give you the power to do so.
这时候的摩西对这一件对拯救百姓来讲他毫无信心。
And Moses, he was lacking this type of self-confidence.
但是神的时候跟神的能力，我们要常常仔细的去思考。
Often we must think and meditate about the will of God and the timing of God.
神的时候神的能力常常跟我们的不是完全一样。
God's timing and God's power may not perfectly coincide with that of ours.
摩西在四十岁的时候，他认为是时候，他认为他最有办法。
When Moses was 40, he thought that that was the time that he was the most capable, the most talented.
但是神并没有呼召他，神并没有用他。
But yet that was not the time when God chose to use him.
在他最没有信心的时候，神说你出来。
But it was at the lowest point of his life that was when God called him.
所以保罗说神的恩典在人的软弱上来显得完全。
So that's what Paul says, that Paul mentions that God's power is manifested more perfectly in those who are weak.
因为神要在这个时刻来用摩西。
So it was at this particular moment that God called Moses.
所以神要让他成为神人，神所用的人。
So God wanted him to become his chosen instrument.
虽然他失败过，虽然他软弱，但是神呼召他。
Although he once failed, he once was very weak, but yet God called him.
我们看摩西他怎么来回应这个呼召。
Let's study how Moses replied to God's calling.
你看出埃及记四章第十节。
Exodus chapter 4 verse 10.
摩西对耶和华说：“主啊，我数日不能也。”是不能，不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样。我本是左口笨舌。十一节。
Verse 11。
耶和华对他说：“谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？”十二节。
Verse 12。
现在去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。十三节。
13。
摩西说：“主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。”十四节。
14。
耶和华向摩西发怒说：“不是有你哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的。现在他出来迎接你，他一见你，心里就欢喜。”十五节。
15。
你要将当说的话传给他，我也要赐你和他口才，又要指教你们所当行的事。十六节。
16。
他要替你对百姓说话，你要以他当作口，他要以你当作神。十七节。
17。
你手里要拿这杖，好行神迹。神呼召摩西，但是摩西呢，他 一开始他是拒绝的。
When God first called Moses, Moses declined God's request.
我们读以赛亚书的时候，有一节经节我们会很深刻。
As we read through the book of Isaiah, there's one verse that will strike us.
神说我可以差遣谁呢？
God posed an question saying that whom shall I send?
以赛亚说我在这里，请差遣我。
And Isaiah replies saying, I am here, send me.
对神的呼召，我们要像摩西这样拒绝呢，还是像以赛亚这样子说请差遣我？
Should we resist God's calling like Moses, or should we be likeWhat Elijah did, Isaiah did.
那这两个地方的描述是相冲突的吗？
And are the descriptions here are conflicting?
啊，其实不是这样子的。那个重点是在要告诉我们，人人都能够被神来用。
The important part to understand is that everyone may be used by God.
神叫摩西就把百姓出埃及。
God commanded Moses to bring the people out of the land of Egypt.
神要让他成为神拯救的时候所要用的人。
God wanted him to be an instrument to deliver the people out of Egypt.
虽然他觉得他不能，但是神要让他能。
Although he was unable and lacking the ability, but yet God will make him able.
因为当时的以色列人真的需要被拯救。
Well, at that time, the Israelites needed to be delivered.Out of the hand of the Egyptians.
今天我们都跟摩西一样，有同样的呼召。
Today we have the same calling as Moses.
请看哥林多后书六章第二节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章第二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
第二节，因为他说，在夜那的时候，我应允了你。在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是夜那的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。保罗说，现在是夜那的日子，现在是拯救的日子。
Here says that this is the time of acceptance, and in these are the days of salvation.
万里的圣灵已经降临，万里的圣灵已经建设了教会。
The latter rain of the Holy Spirit has descended and have established the church.
这个复兴使徒教会的时代，教会的使徒教会的这个真耶稣教会已经实现了。
Our true Jesus Church, that is to revive the apostolic church, has appeared.
所以我们肯定的知道，现在是神悦纳拯救的时候。
So we firmly believe that now is the time of acceptance, and now is the time of salvation.
我们看到周遭，我们也实在看到有许许多多的人正等待着被拯救。
Around us, we may see many.Who are awaiting this salvation?
就好像当时那么多的百姓在埃及地，他们在那边发出哀声。
Just like many people, just like the Israelites who were crying out to God in the land of Egypt.
我们实在需要有更多的人被神来用，来做这伟大的工作。
We need all the more people to be willing to be used by God and to do His work.
在这忙碌而安定的生活里头，我们要去。看到这个呼召，做这最伟大的工作。
And in our busy lives, we must understand and hear God's calling and be willing to come out and do this great work.
但是我们也像摩西一样，我能够吗？神用我吗？我能够被用吗？
But like Moses, we may have doubts as to whether or not we are capable.
我们要从摩西的被用来得到一些提醒。
We must learn from the calling of Moses.And to serve as a mutual encouragement.
摩西拒绝的原因，或许也是我们拒绝的原因。
And the reason why Moses declined God's initial request probably served as ours as well.
摩西看到他自己，他觉得说我不能够被用。
When Moses looked at himself, he realized that he was incapable.
第十节他，我们看第十节，出埃及记三章。
Turn back to Exodus.
四章第十节。
Exodus chapter 4 verse 10.
四章第十节
Chapter 4 verse 10
摩西对耶和华说主啊我数日不是能言的人就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样我本是拙口笨舌的他想到他的讲话是他的一项很大的弱点
Moses thought about his own weakness one major one is that he was not eloquent
他说我是 素来就不会讲话，就是拙口笨舌的人。
And that I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
因为他已经在旷野四十年。
For he has lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
那一种环境把他塑造出来，他真的是一个不会讲话的人。
And the environment shaped him to the point that he was unable to speak eloquently.
他也发现说他所要做的工作这个讲话是非常的重要。
And he also realized that the work that he was about to embark and how important it is for him to be able to speak eloquently.
第一个，他已经离开这些以色列百姓四十年。
First of all, he has left Israelites for 40 years.
他可能已经被早已被人忘记了。
Perhaps he has long been forgotten.
他突然的出现。
But if he reappears suddenly,
他要告诉这些百姓，神叫我来。
If he were to tell them that God sent me.
谁能够接受？
Who is willing to listen?
他必须让百姓知道，神叫我来，你们要跟从我。
He must allow the people to realize that God, it was God who sent him, and they must follow him.
不但这样子，他还要去站在法老的面前。
And furthermore, he needed to go and stand before Pharaoh.
他要向法老宣告，神要我们去敬拜他。
And proclaim to Pharaoh that the people will leave Egypt to go and worship him.
他要向法老提出要求，我们要出去。
He needed to make this request to Pharaoh to leave the land of Egypt.
所以他马上想到的，我是一个不善于言辞的人。
So immediately he realized that he was one who was not eloquent.
再来，从别人的看法，从别人来看，摩西也是一个，也不是一个领导的人物。
And from the point of view of others, Moses was not a very good leader.
人看人常常是看外在，看外表。
Often when we look at others, we look at only the superficial.
这时候的摩西不是四十岁，是八十岁了。
But at this time, Moses was no longer 40, but yet he was 80 years old.
他已经在旷野四十年。
He has been living in the wilderness for 40 years.
他没有那个足够的胆识。
He no longer has the courage.
真的，摩西在第一次被法老拒绝之后呢，他真的就心就消沉了。
And indeed, after his initial failure, he has completely lost his self-confidence.
你看出埃及记五章第一节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 5 verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，后来摩西、亚伦去对法老说：“耶和华以色列的神这样说，容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。”第二节
Verse 2。
法老说，耶和华是谁，使我听他的话，容以色列人去呢？我不认识耶和华，也不容以色列人去。摩西第一次去跟法老讲，马上就得到法老很严厉的拒绝。
And the very first time Moses went to see Pharaoh, he was rejected, and this was very harsh rejection.
我们再看二十二节，五章二十二节。
Let's also continue to read chapter 5, verse 22.
二十二节，摩西回到耶和华那里说：“主啊，你为什么苦待这百姓呢？为什么打发我去呢？”二十三节。
23.
自从我去见法老，奉你的名说话，他就苦待这百姓，你一点没有拯救他们。他被拒绝了，他灰心了，他来到。神面前，他也是抱怨神，你为什么这样子？
And because he was rejected by Pharaoh, he came and prayed to God, and essentially he was complaining to God.
在人看来，这样子的人不适合做领导者。
And such type of a person is not suitable to be a leader.
那我们看到摩西在带领百姓的时候呢，他会跟百对这个百姓在争闹的时候呢，他常常是好像束手无策。
And throughout the process of the wilderness journey, when people have quarrels, Moses oftentimes have no answer to resolve these type of quarrels.
他看起来不像带着权柄的人。
It does not appear that he was one that holds power.
要你这么做就这么做。
That he does not, it seems like he does not dictate, he cannot dictate the situation.
所以百姓常常就找他争闹。
So often the people will find quarrels and to present him with quarrels.
所以从客观条别人来看，摩西似乎也不适合。
So from the physical standpoint, it appears that Moses may not be the best leader.
但是神的拣选是怎样呢？
But why did God call him?
看十五节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 15.
第四章十五节。
Chapter 4 instead. Chapter 4 verse 15.
十五节，你要将当说的话传给他，我也要试你和他口才，又要指教你们所当行的事。神告诉他说，我要试你口才。
Yeah, God told him that I will give you eloquency.
神能够补足我们不够的地方。
God can supplement the things that we are lacking.
十七节
，verse 17.
你手里要拿着这杖，好行神迹。
And he says, you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall perform the signs.
你没有能力，神要赐给你，要赐你能力。
You do not have the power, God shall be your power.
所以神在今天也常。将他的恩典，将他的能力来赐给我们。
And this is the way God often gives us His strength and power.
只要我们愿意来听到他的呼召，愿意出来。
As long as we're willing to listen to His calling and be willing to accept.
只要我们愿意跟着愿意来服侍他。
As long as we're willing to truly serve God.
我们教会的一个最大的工作之一就是拯救灵魂。
The greatest and most important work of our church is to save the souls of the people.
我们可以看到每一个人都能够将人带到教会来。
You see that many people can bring people to church.
跟你的外在的这些条件都没有关系。
And it does not matter what type of things you have materially.
我在当宗教教育教员的时候，曾经有一个同工，他有很严重的口疾。
And when I was a teacher in religious education, there was one of the co-workers, he would stutter.
但是我印象很深刻的就是学生特别喜欢找他。
But yet, it just occurred to me that the students liked this particular teacher very much.
学生有事情先找他。
If the students have any problems, they'll go and find him first.
我就觉得很奇怪，为什么学生有问题愿意跟他讲？
And so it occurs strange to me as to why the students would go and talk to him if they have problems.
而他所说的学生愿意接受。
And what he say can be acceptable to the students.
我就讲到说，这神在赐给人恩赐，真的是我们没有办法去用外在来评估的。
And so I came to the realization that the gifts that God gave us is not something that we can see externally.
所以神的拣选，神在用我们，常常跟我们的想象是不一样的。
So God's calling, God's talents that God has given to us is often beyond our imagination.
其实我们的被拣选。就已经是常常是超乎我们的想象。
And simply being called by God, this is a miracle in itself.
你看《哥林多前书》一章二十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26.
哥林多前书一章二十六节。
First Corinthians, chapter 1 verse 26.
二十六节。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。二十七节
27.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。二十八节
verse 28.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。二十九节
29.
使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。三十节
verse 30,
但你们在得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。三十一节
verse 31,
如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。这里保罗讲到神的拣选的实际情形。
Here Paul talks about the actual circumstances of God's calling.
所以他说，有智慧的，有尊贵的，这个 有能力的不多。
So he says, of those who are called, not many are wise, and not many have might, and not many are noble.
啊，但是神却要我们去做一个最伟大、最艰巨的工作。
But God has given us the most important task,
抢救灵魂
to save the souls of man.
所以我们就不用去考虑这些外在的条件。
Therefore, there is no need for us to consider all these material things.
本来我们就不是很有能力，所以才被神拣选。
Because initially we are not so powerful or mighty, that is why we were called by God.
本来我们就不是很尊贵，所以我们才被神拣选。
And it was because we were not so noble, that is why we were called by God.
所以我们就不用去考虑这些。
Therefore, these are not the matters of concern.
你看《使徒行传》四章十三节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
使徒行传四章十三节
Acts chapter 4 verse 13
十三节他们见彼得约翰的胆量又看出他们原是没有学问的小民又稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的彼得约翰他们在这些公会里头的人看来呢、啊、他们真的是没有学问的无学的小民
In the eyes of those who are in the Sanhedrin, that Peter and John appear to be uneducated and untrained.
外在看是这样子，但是神让他们有胆量、有能力。
But yet God gave them strength and power.
所以让那些人觉得稀奇。
So that these people, they were quite astonished.
啊，所以不在乎我们的条件，是在乎神帮助我们，神用我们。
So it does not matter what we have, it depends on how God is willing to help us.
我们也常常对我们的年龄或者我们的健康条件觉得说我们能够好好的守住道理参加聚会就好。
And we often say to ourselves, as long as we can come to the church often and obey the commandments of God, that should be enough.
最近在和对他教会灵恩会那有一个受洗的呢带领他的人就是一个中风 的弟兄带来的
And recently in the convocation in Pacifica Church there was a newly baptized person that was brought to the church by one who was partially paralyzed
这个中风的老弟兄他觉得过去他没有好好的来服侍神
And there was this elderly brother who wasparalyzed, he realized that in the past he has not served God sufficiently.
所以他经过中风，神还留下他的生命，所以他一直感觉说他要好好的把握。
So after suffering the stroke, he realized that God has saved him, so he realized he must work hard for God.
所以有一阵子他非常热心地跟人家讨论怎么来先到，怎么来带。
And so for a period of time, he was discussing with some of the other members as to how to bring people into the church.
他时常感叹地说，为什么我现在这样子了，我才来想到这一件重要的事情。
So he often regretted as to why he waited so long until he was, until he suffered a stroke to realize that he needed to preach the gospel.
所以他就常常想出很多的方法，怎么来将福音带出去。
So he would think of many different means to as to how to preach the gospel outward.
甚至连传道者他也不例外的，不客气的来勉励来讨论。
And he would even give the same suggestions and to the church ministers.
可以感受到说他心里头那一股热。
And we can feel the fervent heat that was burning within him.
但是那种。他所收到的回应却不是很热烈
But the response that he received was not very favorable
但是他自己这种执着他还是继续的他要带人来信主
But yet he continued to be very fervent and trying to bring people to Christ
虽然他中风但是神还是他有这样的热忱神也帮助他他也真的带领人来信主了
Although he once suffered a stroke but yet God gave him the ability and strengthto bring people to church.
当然也因为他的热忱所以感动了旁边的一些人能够帮忙他。
And because of his fervency and zeal, many around him were influenced.
我知道他带领这个人已经
He has been guiding this particular newly baptized member for several years. And he often mentions of this person to me. He asked me to pray for him. But regretfully, I did not take this very seriously. I did not remember him too much. But I was very thankful to see that God has accomplished his work. So every one of us, we may be used by God.
摩西的顾虑, 别人的顾虑,
and the concerns of Moses and the concerns of other people are not the most important.
我们看摩西曾经是个失败者,
Moses once lived a life of failure.
结果神用他,
God used him not because of his past knowledge and wisdom.
神用他,
not because of his past high status.
今天神用我们,
God will use us today, if God uses us today, it does not depend on what our grades are when we're in school.
神跟我们同工不是因为我们的外表,不是因为我们的家世。
God works with us not because of our rich background or our family standing.
当摩西拒绝神的呼召的时候,神是发怒的。
And here recorded that God was angry when Moses continually resisted God's invitation.
但是我们从另外一个角度来看, 他这个态度也是值得我们去思想的。
But if we look at it from another angle, we find that we may also learn something from it.
他觉得他不配, 他觉得他不能。
He feel that he was unwilling, unable, and incapable.
我们真的要凡事是因为神的怜悯。
In all things, we depend upon the grace of God.
连我们祷告也要想到这是神的怜悯。
Even when we pray, we must think that if we're able to pray, it is by God's grace and mercy.
你看丹尼里书9章18节。
That's from Daniel chapter 9, verse 18.
丹尼里书9章18节。
Daniel chapter 9, verse 18.
9章18节。
Chapter 9, verse 18.
我的神啊, 求你侧耳听, 睁眼而看。 眷顾我们荒凉之地和那称为你名下的城，我们在你面前恳求，原不是因为自己的义，乃是因为你的大怜悯。这是丹尼里的祷告。And
here we find the prayer of Daniel.
圣经里头没有记载缺点的人物呢，很少，丹尼里是一个。And
Daniel is probably the one of the very few persons in the Bible that no fault was recorded.
这么完全的一个丹尼里, 他在神面前祷告。
Daniel being such a perfect individual, he had to pray before God.
他说, 我能够这样祷告, 是因为你的怜悯。
He says that I am able to pray, and that is because of your great mercy.
所以我们要有这样的一个对的心态, 常常觉得自己是不配的,
we must be willing to feel and realize that we are we have many deficiencies.
我要做的这个事情完全是靠着你的怜悯。
We do things because of God's mercy.
因为神要摩西所做的工作是一个这么艰巨的工作，所以神特别让他在旷野40年。
Because the work that God wanted Moses to do was such a difficult one, that is why God trained him for 40 years in the wilderness.
所以让他成为一个世界上极其谦和的人。
And the Bible recorded that Moses was the most humble person on the face of the earth.
甚至他的这个美好的德性是胜过世上的任何人。
And his meekness and lowliness are far surpassed every other person on earth.
唯有这样子才能够真的来领受神的帮助、神的恩典、神的力量。
And only so was he able to receive God's mercy, God's grace, and God's power and strength.
有这种性格的人，他才有办法来带领这一群的以色列人。
And only this type of person is qualified and able to guide the entire nation of Israel.
这一群以色列人真的像婴孩一样。
The Israelites are just like spiritual infants.
啊，我们带过婴孩的，我们都晓得，你没有办法跟他讲理的。
Those of us who have taken care of babies, we know that we cannot reason with them.
啊，肚子饿了就是哭。
When they are hungry, they will cry.
啊，不舒服了就是哭。
When they are uncomfortable, they will cry.
啊，所以做父母亲的要有耐心。
So the parents need to have a high level of patience.
啊，所以那个如果没有那种父母的爱、父母的耐心的话，很可能小孩子常常会被摔死的。
And if we do not have the patience, perhaps the children might have been struck to death.
当时摩西对这些以色列人就是这样子，父母亲在对婴孩。
And this was how the relationship between Moses and the Israelites was like the parents towards their children.
所以他必须有这样子的一个美好的心态。
And therefore, he needed this type of virtues.
我们越要能够完成神的工作，我们也越需要有这样的心态。
The more we wish to accomplish the work of God, the more we need to train ourselves in these regards.
彼得在耶稣面前说：“我是个罪人。”
Peter said before Jesus that I am a sinner.
保罗在众人面前承认说：“我是个罪魁。”
Paul also admitted before the people that he was the chief of sinners.
将自己看清楚自己，将自己压低，才能够真的有工作的果效出来。
If we can only lower ourselves and humble ourselves, then we can prepare ourselves to do God's work.
耶稣完成了最伟大的工作。
Jesus accomplished the greatest work of all.
他也要我们去完成这最伟大的工作。
He also wanted us to do the same.
啊，所以他也给我们留下这个最重要的榜样。
So he had left behind this example.
完全顺服谦卑，至死死在十字架上。
That is to submit to God completely, even to the point of dying on the cross.
所以今天神不但用摩西，今天也要用你，也要用我。
Today not only God will use Moses, but He will use you and I.
要照我们所有的，并不是照我们所没有的。
It's according to what we have, not according to what we do not have.
摩西被神呼召，今天我们一样被神呼召。
Today, Moses was once called by God. Today, we will also be called by God.